Good evening. It's Jason Godby for No Rest for the Weekend here with Danny Mendez once again from thecinebuff.com. We have seen another horror movie together, The Last Voyage of the Demeter, which comes out August 11th. So, Danny, for those who are unfamiliar, tell them what it's about.
So basically, it is a Dracula film. It's an excerpt from one of the logs in the book about the voyage of the Demeter, the crew members in the ship, and ultimately what happened aboard it.
I was curious to see the film. We actually reported about it. We did an episode that was kind of highlighting horror movies that came out this year and that were going to come out. And my biggest curiosity was, all right, so it's one chapter. It's like, it's a very short part of the Bram Stoker's Dracula novel.
How are they going to make it?
How is that a movie?
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing, and my curiosity was that, plus the curiosity of the fact that I do like vampire movies. I'm a fan of, I like Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula, and even then it mentions the Demeter as well in that movie.
In the book, I think it's just the captain's log.
Okay.
So I think all of these characters are kind of invented for the movie, and I like the characters. I like the look of the film. It had that gothic horror film to, mm-hmm. Horror feel to it, I don't watch a lot of horror movies, but that is one thing I do like, and I'm a big Dracula fan. I loved Bram Stoker's Dracula. I remember seeing that movie in the theater. And I thought this was an interesting take on that and the character. I like Liam Cunningham a lot. I like all the actors. I think there's some really good performances in the film.
I do like some. I don't think all the characters necessarily get all their time to develop in a way that I thought would have made for a stronger film, maybe a more dramatically potent film.
Yeah, even though it's 2 hours, it moves really fast.
It does. I think in my opinion, it takes a while in the first act to, move along. But once the introduction of Dracula and everything that's going on aboard the ship starts to, happen, I think it starts to really pick up steam and gets really interesting.
Yeah, I liked the characters. I liked everybody in it. I thought the performances were solid. I thought the writing was good. Didn't seem like, how horror movies can have that cheesy, clunky mm-hmm. writing sometimes. I thought the dialogue and everything was good. There was something a little bit missing, and it's hard. We've just seen it. We literally just came out. We're still in the theater. So it's hard to kind of put your finger on what that is, but we were talking just before we rolled that it reminded both of us of Alien.
Alien, and I would say the thing, too, just because it's a group of, I guess you could say, blue-collar workers in a ship.
Isolated.
Isolated, exactly. It has that real claustrophobia feel to it, which I really dug.
Yeah, and I really liked all the stuff with the ship. Like, I thought the ship looked really real.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell what was practical and what was effects.
Right.
I thought all of the effects looked great. I thought the creature looked great.
Great creature design. Yep, yeah. I agree.
One thing, though, did you see the trailer for this?
Anytime I went to a movie theater, they would show the trailer, and it got my curiosity, so.
I only wish they hadn't revealed the creature design in the trailer.
I agree, and I also think they should have. Honestly, it would have been so much more fun if they just slowly showed bits and pieces of the creature throughout the movie until you get a big reveal, maybe near, not the end, but in the middle.
Sort of did that. It was a slower creature reveal, but it didn't seem to have the impact they wanted it to have.
Exactly.
I hate to say this about a movie, but I felt like all the ingredients were there, but something didn't quite gel for me. I feel like they wanted it to have a bigger, better impact than it ended up having. Like, there were big dramatic moments with, the kills and so forth. Mm-hmm. But I think they wanted the deaths to have more impact.
Which I think would have worked with maybe stronger writing of the characters. I like the actors. I think they're good with the stuff that they're given. I just don't think the characters themselves in the film really, like, just like an Alien with Ripley and all the supporting characters, I think they all each have their own distinct personalities, and I didn't quite get that from this film.
Do you think maybe there's a 2.5 hour or 3 hour cut of this movie and they cut out some of the character development?
I would hope so, and if so, I'd like to see that cut.
Me too, because you've got really good actors, you got solid
Absolutely.
Writing. But, maybe there's a studio note somewhere and said, hey, guys, this has got to be a 2-hour movie. You can't do this. We can't do 2.5 or 3 hours. But, maybe there is more to it, because I noticed that. So, the basically the movie is divided up into day and night. You know, and of course, you know, the Dracula is a vampire and he's
so
nocturnal.
Everything happens at night, and then the daytime is more character stuff.
But the daytime stuff, those days went really fast.
Yes. Because I guess they're trying to get to the real meat of the story, which is basically what everybody's there for. They're just to watch Dracula kill.
I think you have a better movie if we spend more time.
Yes, I agree.
You know, like,
absolutely.
And maybe that's what it's missing. Maybe those daytime scenes at one point were more fleshed out and we had more character development.
I agree.
But they sort of like zip along, you know. I mean, the movie moves. It's 2 hours, but it's paced quickly.
Very quickly. I agree.
I also like the stuff in the beginning of the movie, the setup, where you have the gypsies who are bringing the crates of earth to the ship. Mm-hmm. And I felt like that seemed all really real. I love the production design. Cinematography was great.
Like, cinematography was actually really good.
And the creature design and the looks of all the characters, everything felt like really dirty and authentic. You know, like it did feel like you were on a ship.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that it was a little bit, it's hard to put your finger on, but the ingredients, but maybe we're onto something. Maybe there is like a longer cut of this movie with more character development,
which would have made this movie, I think it would have made it from what I classify essentially as a mid decent genre movie into something that could have been maybe a horror classic in the future. Who knows? I don't want to hyperbolize or anything like that, but there's a possibility.
It's hard to tell. You know, it's hard to, also, we've just seen it, so this is just our like initial gut reaction to the movie. But, you know, I did enjoy it, you know, and I'm not a horror guy. Like, I don't run out to every horror film. We saw this courtesy, once again, of Brooklyn Horror Film Festival, which was, thank you guys, big shout out and a thanks to you. I guess the question is, would you recommend this one?
Probably on a home streaming service late at night, you know, your weekend at the house, just grab a popcorn or a snack and just enjoy it. I think it's best watched, you know, at home.
Yeah, I did like the look of it, so I would say, if you're a Dracula super fan, like if you're you love vampire movies and you really dig the Dracula story and you want to see this chapter of it, I think it was really well done, and I think it looked really good on a big screen.
It does look good. I won't deny that.
We saw it for free. So the question is this one worth actually paying to see? You think not?
Maybe at a dollar theater. Do they still have dollar theaters?
I thought it was great to come and see it in the theater.
I love going to the cinema for anything. If you like going to the theater, yes, go watch this in the theater. But if the general population who's, you know, being a little more frugal with their money, I suppose, just wait for it to stream.
Yeah, it's August right now, so, you know, the competition is these big summer blockbuster-type movies.
It's slowly winding down now that it's August. Everybody's going to start going back to school.
And yeah, August can be kind of a dumping ground for studios.
I think this, to be fair, though, this film is actually, to me, it's slightly better than the average August movie dump that you see.
Yeah, yeah.
It's serviceable.
Yeah, I think it's a good film. It's solid. There's a lot of good stuff in there. I maybe wish there was more of it. And, you know, maybe I think Danny's right. Maybe it's a stay home and stream it recommendation. I would definitely check it out, though. I definitely would recommend the movie.
If you have the opportunity to check it out, yes, absolutely go see it, whether it be at the theater and streaming or whatever. Just check it out. It's a fun horror movie. Some good kills.
Yeah,
good creature design.
I would say, who's it for? I would say any horror junkie.
Horror genre fans, yeah, absolutely.
If you're like a Dracula super fan, I think if you like films like Nosferatu, if you liked Bram Stoker's Dracula, you know, definitely see this one.
Especially Bram Stoker's Dracula. That one,
it's almost felt like a companion piece to that.
Yes, I was going to say double feature. You can watch the Bram Stoker Dracula with this one. You'd have a lot of fun.
All right, so that's all for right now. We're at the AMC Theater in Times Square, and that was our brief reaction review of The Last Voyage of the Demeter. For more of our content, visit norestoftheweekendpodcast.com, and for more of Danny Mendez's review,
thecinebuff.com.
All right. Thanks so much, and good night.
Good night.